Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Random questions.
Yeah.
It's from this game, whose name I can never remember.
Random question.
Where should we begin?
Total Where should we begin? Thank you, Maitland.
You're welcome.
I found a separate deck of cards in there, the blue cards. There aren't near as many,
but they're a different
prompt. No, they're not really saucy, but they're... So the regular questions, let's see. Hot Wings.
Yes.
The big time in my life, I needed to admit I was wrong, but didn't. I did not cherry pick this for you. But man, oh man, good luck picking one. So that's the normal style question.
Man, I don't know. I've gotten real good at admitting when I'm wrong. Sometimes when I'm not even sure I am wrong. A time where I should have admitted I was wrong, but refused to. I don't know. I mean, I might hesitate and beat around the bush for a while, or even dig my heels in for a little while on something. But I almost always eventually go, hey, like, I was an ass. Oh, I was wrong. And I've always been like that. Usually I eventually own it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But
I get defensive
far less
initially.
Frequently now, but your default for a long time was, like you said, defensive, heels dug in.
Yeah, it's immediate embarrassment is what it is. And it's trying to protect my psyche.
Yeah.
But I've gotten less like that over the years, and now I'm much more likely to recognize when I've stepped in it.
Does anyone have one that comes to mind?
Like when you knew you were wrong?
Like I have times where I acted boorishly or behaved like an idiot that I'm like, I should have just said I was wrong instead of acting like a baby. So I can think of those, but nothing giant. Mm-mm. Well, not to me, maybe to the other people involved. They were like, oof, that's the end of that. Kelly, you want a blue card?
Sure.
Okay, they're very generic. I think this is going to be really hard.
Okay.
Share something cringeworthy. Oh, like you haven't already.
Yeah, I've done that quite a bit.
I think these are hard because, like, share something forbidden, awkward, taboo, life-changing, off the record, embarrassing. That's show code. These are all just show code.
Yeah, those are things that naturally come up a lot.
Okay. Let's go back to the other ones.
Okay.
Okay.
A time I changed my mind was...
Oh, a time I changed my mind. Like, big time changed my mind was I thought I was going to live in Atlanta forever. I loved Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then I got the opportunity here. I actually quit my job there before y'all officially offered this.
You had a pretty good hunch.
Yeah, but I never thought I'd leave Atlanta. I love that city so much. I still do. And that was a big thing to change my mind from that. That was huge.
That was a big change.
Hell yeah.
One of the things that kept you from being a more clear number one candidate was I didn't think you'd really leave long term.
Yeah.
I thought we had just come off, and this isn't an attack on Justin. He left Seattle, where he loved and his family was from.
Yep.
And then he spent 2 years wishing he was back in Seattle. And so I think, I know for me, and I think for all of us, we're like, well, we don't want that again.
Yeah.
And here's Miss Atlanta coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, and I don't mean that as condescending as
it sounded
I mean,
just I'd been there for 10 years. I knew Atlanta like the back of my hand.
You didn't just live there. You lived.
Oh, yeah.
It.
I love, and I still do, but it was ready. I was ready for that change. It was time. But I didn't realize it until I actually made the move.
Yeah.
Which was cool. Because I was just as scared, like, oh my gosh, I'm moving to a city that's significantly smaller in an era that mm-hmm. area of the country that's weather pattern is totally different. I might fail. But it's the best change in my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
They're always scary.
They are scary. Steve, a time I was mean to someone was good. Can't even begin to make the list here. For me,
my gosh.
Not for you. For me, I meant that for me.
Okay, I was gonna say. I don't feel good about. I don't want to say the name, but we had an intern who I feel didn't get a fair deal, and I feel really bad about how I treated that person.
Hmm. Well, I can't wait to find
out. Yeah,
am I going to feel terrible?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What if everybody else is like, I was nice to that person. I didn't realize you were so awful. I don't think that's going to be
the case. I think that it was kind of a gang up collaborative effort. I don't think that they, yeah, I feel really bad about that.
Hmm. I'm very curious. Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a story that you tell, that people would tell about you that is not correct or not true, but you don't correct them?
Yeah.
There is?
So when I was in high school, I was at a party. I think I've told this story before with just a bunch of other high school girls getting late in the night. Someone had called the cops and we all got MIPs and I was in shambles over it. Like, I felt so guilty. I felt like such an awful person. So I was like, I'm not going to drink with you guys anymore. Like, I'm not going to do this. We got called in the office, had to share our details of the night and everything. And then I just kind of fell away from the rest of these people. But mm-hmm. they all continued to hang out and party and do whatever. Well, then they all got MIPs a second time.
Yeah.
And
that's a minor in possession.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So
I'd never heard of that before I moved here.
The story in that friend group is that I was the one who called because I was jealous that I didn't get invited.
Oh, the second time.
Yes.
So,
but I had no idea this was even happening. I didn't even know that they had gotten like popped a second time. And it wasn't until like years later that my now roommate was hanging out with this group of people. This was before she and I got close. And she was like, oh, do you know Maitland? I used to work with her at this grocery store. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, she's a bitch. And like, we're going off about just how awful they thought I was. And I've seen some of them in town and they'll say, hey, and like, oh my gosh, we see you're doing this now.
Yeah.
And I never want to be, I deep in my gut want to be like, I know you think this about me, but it's not worth bringing up to them.
Because they probably wouldn't believe you anyway.
No.
Because what would they expect you to say?
And also, what good does it do to me now? Because I didn't really like those people then. I was just hanging out with them because I felt like, oh, this is how you belong in high school.
Sure.
And so I was like, I didn't really like you people then. I hated you at graduation and I still don't like you and don't care for you. So I don't care what
you think
about me.
I don't care what you think of me.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. Okay.
That's all a right. powerful realization to realize about someone like that to mm-hmm. go, oh, wait, I don't care.
Yeah.
What you think of me because I don't respect who you are.
If you still harbor some sort of resentment for me, I wear it as a badge of honor because I didn't deserve it and I know the truth and the people close to me know the truth. But if you think that about me, by all means, I'll be the villain in your story if you need one.
That's
bad.
Pretty relatable. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
We have stuff like that just mm-hmm. from the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have a story that's told about them that's not true, but you don't correct it?
Hmm.
Not
no, that was
that
a good
I'm,
one.
Not that I'm
thank you.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, yeah, not that I mean, I'm aware knows? Of.
Like, that's a rare situation where you know what they think.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times you just don't know. You don't mm-hmm. know. I mean, sure, I'm sure that there are plenty of people that would say that I'm the villain in their story for some reason or another.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely wondered, you know, when you get into those selfish moments, you're like, I wonder if that group ever talked about me. And if so, why? Usually it would be like a group of popular kids in school or something, yeah, where you'd go, I wonder, like, because sometimes when I get together with my friends, we might go, hey, whatever happened to so-and-so? Or, oh, I saw this thing and it reminded me of that person, you know, and they would just come up. Like, I wonder if I'm ever that person where, yeah, somebody goes, hey, whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah. I mean, I bet that.
The odds are at some point I would be, at least for somebody, but maybe not.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I do have one. And I don't think she tells the story anymore. But when I lived in Atlanta, I was really, really good friends with this group of people. And this one guy and I would always end up like at the same parties, at the same bars, at the same concerts. And he was hilarious. And he was dating a friend of mine. And I knew he was a little sleazy, never towards me. I think I came off too, like, at that time, I think I was just more into dating women. And so he never even tried with me, never mm-hmm. tried with my roommate, nothing. But I saw it all the time. And I'd be a girl's girl, and I'd go and I'd be like, yo, homie, we were out last night, and he was definitely doing too much. Like, you would have been sad if you'd have seen it. Mm-hmm. And at first, we were cool because of that. Well, then she was like, you're always with him. So a couple of my friends came to me and said, hey, she thinks you're sleeping with her boyfriend. And at first I was like, nah, I'm a girl's girl. I literally would never do that. So right. I went to her and tried to talk about it. Well, then she kept doing it. And I realized, okay, you're not the girl's girl here. Like, this is a problem with you. You're insecure. And even though mm-hmm. I tried to help, now you're flipping it. So I just let her tell everybody that. And I was like, all right, fine. I'm not going to like lean in necessarily and be like, yeah, I did that. But when people would ask, I'd be like, well, that's what she said. That's what she said. And it was one of those things where she finally looked at me at one point and was like, I kind of thought that maybe that would bother you and that you would come and talk to me. I'm like, bitch, I already tried talking to you. I tried talking to you when it was the truth. And now that you're spread lies about me, I'm just going to let you spread lies about me because that's just going to bother you more than me because I know the truth.
Right.
And I'm not actively mm-hmm. hanging out with this dude. We just see each other all the time.
Right.
And my roommate had been there a couple times. My roommate was more upset about it than I was, but I just let her do it because mm-hmm. I was like, you're so insecure in this moment. I can't help you.
You're not going to change your mind.
I tried.
Just mm-hmm. like you said, you exactly. know, like you said with other stuff. One more. Anyone can answer.
All right.
What are you high maintenance about? Like, I don't think any of you are high maintenance in general, but what do you think you're high maintenance about? When it comes to blank, I'm high maintenance.
Travel details.
Travel details?
Travel details or when we're doing events.
Like you need everything.
I need it all. Yeah. I need you to acknowledge that you heard what I said.
Yes. I see that. I don't mind that, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's just part of, that's just how I work. Like I need details. I need all the info. I need to be able to organize things.
Yeah.
I'm high maintenance on how my clothes are folded and how the dishwasher is loaded.
You roll your clothes or fold them?
I fold them. But I hate it if they get wrinkled. Like, they have to come out of the dryer at the right time. They have to be folded the right way. Or if you're like, if you've got a button-up shirt, and like, I have a system for it where it's like, all right, you put it in and you let them go for like 3 or 4 minutes just to get hot. And then you pull the wrinkles out and you hang them immediately. Like, if that doesn't happen, mm-hmm. I get agitated. It's why I've always done my own laundry. Like, I go, I'm not putting that on anyone else because it's just going to irritate me. If it's done wrong,
you're
going to
be
anyway.
Ungrateful for the work they do.
Yeah, exactly. And I've always been very upfront about that with whoever I was with. I'm like, don't worry about it. I will do my own laundry because I'm a pain in the ass about this. It has to be done this way. And nobody can live up to it. So don't worry about it.
Anybody else got one? Quickly?
I think like decorating my house, like interior decorating. I'm a little like high maintenance about that. I have a specific vision that just, it needs to happen. And if like something's out of place with it or somebody shows me something that's like, oh, this seems like your style, I think you'd like that. And I hate it. I'm like, I'll be brutally
so
honest.
Yeah. You don't like presents like that.
I do, but it has to be, yeah, we're like, I'm picky about it. I'm high maintenance about it.
How does having a roommate work with that?
Interestingly, it's just like,
that seems like that would be difficult.
I really like the aesthetic of like combining random things together and making it work. Like I do like that. And I'm a knickknack person. So I love having random little things and conversation pieces, but it has to be the right thing. And
so you like combining two worlds as long as it's two worlds that you really
that
like.
You like.
Or yeah, that and like just if they combine in a way that contributes to the vision.
Boy, this does sound high maintenance.
Yeah, that sounds a little tough.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.